Blomqvist and Berger were lodged on the top floor of a safe house just beyond Drottningholm on the road to Ekerö. It was a large 1930s villa overlooking Lake Mälaren. It had an impressive garden, outbuildings, and extensive grounds. The estate was owned by Milton Security, but Martina Sjögren lived there. She was the widow of Hans Sjögren, their colleague of many years who had died in an accident on assignment 15 years earlier. After the funeral, Armansky had talked with Fru Sjögren and then hired her as housekeeper and general caretaker of the property. She lived rent-free in a wing of the ground floor and kept the top floor ready for those occasions a few times each year when Milton Security needed to hide away individuals who, for real or imagined reasons, feared for their safety. Figueroa went with them. She sank onto a chair in the kitchen and allowed Fru Sjögren to serve her coffee, while Berger and Blomqvist settled in upstairs and Linda checked the alarm and electronic surveillance equipment around the property.
"There are toothbrushes and so on in the chest of drawers outside the bathroom,"
Sjögren called up the stairs. Linda and Milton's bodyguards installed themselves in rooms on the ground floor. "I've been on the go ever since I was woken at 4," Linda said. "You can put together a watch schedule, but let me sleep till at least 5."
"You can sleep all night. We'll take care of this," one of the bodyguards said.
"Thanks," Linda said, and she went straight to bed. Figueroa listened absent-mindedly as the bodyguards switched on the motion detector in the courtyard and drew straws to see who would take the first watch. The one who lost made himself a sandwich and went into the TV room next to the kitchen. Figueroa studied the flowery coffee cups. She too had been on the go since early morning and was feeling fairly exhausted. She was just thinking about driving home when Berger came downstairs and poured herself a cup of coffee. She sat down, across from Figueroa.
"Mikhail went out like a light as soon as his head hit the pillow."
"Reaction to the adrenaline," Figueroa said.
"What happens now?"
"You'll have to lie low for a few days. Within a week, this will all be over, whichever way it ends."
"How are you feeling?"
"So-so. A bit shaky still. It's not every day something like this happens. I just called my husband to explain why I wouldn't be coming home."
"Hmm.
I'm married to... I know who you're married to."
Silence. Figueroa rubbed her eyes and yawned.
"I have to go home and get some sleep," she said.
"Oh, for God's sake, stop talking nonsense and go and lie down with Mika,"
Berger said. Figueroa looked at her.
"Is it that obvious?" she said.
Berger nodded.
"Did Mika say anything?"
"Not a word. He's generally rather discreet when it comes to his lady friends. But sometimes he's an open book. And you're clearly hostile every time you even look at me. The two of you obviously have something to hide."
"It's my boss," Figueroa said.
"Where does he come into it?"
"He'd fly off the handle if he knew that Mikhail and I were..."
"I can see that."
Silence.
"I don't know what's going on between you two, but I'm not your rival,"
Berger said.
"You're not?"
"Mikhail and I sleep together now and then, but I'm not married to him."
"I heard that you two had a special relationship. He told me about you when we were out at Sandhamn."
"So you've been to Sandhamn? Then it is serious. Don't make fun of me. Monica, I hope that you and Mikhail... I'll try to stay out of your way."
"And if you can't?"
A beggar shrugged.
"His ex-wife flipped out big time when Mikhail was unfaithful with me. She threw him out. It was my fault. As long as Mikhail is single and available, I would have no compunction. But I promised myself that if he was ever serious about someone, then I'd keep my distance."
"I don't know if I dare count on him."
"Mikhail is special. Are you in love with him?"
"I think so."
"All right, then. Just don't tell him too soon. Now go to bed."
Figueroa thought about it for a moment. Then she went upstairs, undressed, and crawled into bed next to Blomqvist. He mumbled something and put his arm around her waist. Berger sat alone in the kitchen for a long time. She felt deeply unhappy.